Jane, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for being on a program. What do you do for the Michigan League of Human Services, and what does the league do?
Well, the league does research and advocacy around issues that affect low-income residents of the state. So we do a lot of advocacy around safety net. My responsibility here at the league is to advocate and do research around issues affecting children and youth.
Where do you get your funding?
Mostly foundation funding, although we have some funding from United Way.
You know, Jane, there's that age-old argument, if I was to play devil's advocate, that says that many times government and other organizations provide too much help to those that many folks who find themselves in peril when they need human services, it's because of their lack of motivation and their lack of really trying to get out there and build their own way in the world. How do you battle that argument?
Well, I think it's pretty evident that most people want a job. The benefits that you get from these programs are quite minimal. For example, from the food assistance program or the food, what used to be known as food stamps, it's $10 a day for a family of three, and if you have a couple of teenagers, you would be hard-pressed to get enough food into them so they would have an energy level. So it's not that these benefits are something you want to live on for very long. What we hope is that they'll tide people through these economic hard times. And the way our economy is structured, we have business cycles. It goes up and down, and people have events that happen in their lives. They get sick, their children get sick, their parents get old, and they have to cut back on their working hours, or they lose their job for one reason or another. And that's what these programs are for.
Let's talk about that Census Bureau study, the American Community Survey, and as we talked about a couple days ago, you really haven't had, and your Michigan League of Human Services really haven't had an opportunity to dissect that and to look at it. But what you can address is that poverty is on the rise in mid-Michigan, and especially in some of the smaller communities, maybe people living next door to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the first wave of the American Community Survey where they've averaged 5 years of data, so it really doesn't tell the whole story. It's the survey information from 2005 to 2009, and when we look at what happened between 2008 and 2009, it's quite stunning. So this really is a good, you know, as good news as we're going to get, actually, for these communities. It's definitely, as we go forward, probably going to look even worse. But we can now get information down to the census block level and into some of these small communities, and it's clear that no community is untouched by this tsunami that we've experienced in this state in our economy.
Well, you look at some of the communities around the mid-Michigan area, and I don't know if affluent would be the right word or term, but I would say that there's a lot of solid families in Williamston and Grand Ledge and Eaton Rapids and Charlotte and St. John's and Mason and DeWitt, but the struggle is increasing for a lot of those families.
Right. Well, our middle-class lifestyle is by and large based on two incomes coming into the family. So it only takes one person to lose their job or to be severely cut back, and the family's in trouble because, of course, your housing, predominantly it's your housing, and your budget is based on a certain level of income. And unfortunately, even if people find another job, it's often not anywhere near the same level of income that they enjoyed before. So it's going to be very challenging for people to get through this. It's going to take a while for this economy to turn around and pick up so that the jobs come back.
Has the situation plateaued? Is it going to get worse, or do you see it getting better?
Well, they say the recession's over, and that the jobs are starting to pick up, people are starting to hire again, but then we read in the paper today that, you know, the L&L grocery stores have closed, and 300 more people are thrown out of work. So, you know, It doesn't look as if in Michigan we're going to have a huge comeback anytime soon. We have special challenges here in Michigan because we have been so dependent on the auto industry.
When we talk about the Michigan League for Human Services, and we're talking with Jane Zinder Merrill on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Jane, what are you working on? What concerns you folks the most right now?
Well, one of the things that it concerns us is the fact that the safety net programs have been hugely curtailed over the last 15 years. So people who went through the economic downturns in the early 80s and early 90s got the assistance to get through the downturn. But here we've had this extended recession, and we have lowered, or the benefits have eroded tremendously that you get in these programs, and the eligibility has been essentially lowered. So far fewer people are eligible, and when they get the benefits, they're much less than they have been in previous times. And I'm speaking from, you know, my vantage point of looking at children and youth. I'm very concerned that families are having to turn to food stamps for an extended period of time because these benefits were never designed for people to live on for years at a time. And when people don't have jobs, or they have really low-income jobs, and that's what's happening now, they still qualify for food stamps to supplement their diet, and it's simply not going to be adequate for growing kids. That's what I'm concerned about.
Jane, before we let you go, I've got about a minute left. What are some of the most important programs that you're referring to that have been cut?
Well, the GA was cut in the early 90s by Governor Engler. And the cash assistance program has been lowered. The eligibility has been lowered. So if you make more than $814 a month, you are not eligible. Poverty level is $1,200 a month. So there's a lot of really poor families that don't qualify for that program. Many families don't qualify for unemployment because they work part-time jobs. They can work several part-time jobs and still not qualify for unemployment insurance. Those are some of the major concerns in terms of the safety net. Emergency services money isn't there. Emergency assistance for families, that's been vastly cut back. Eligibility has been restricted pretty severely. So these programs that used to help people get through these times aren't there to the degree that they have been in previous recessions.
Jane Zinder Merrill is with the Michigan League for Human Services. Jane, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity.